This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 111, What A Players Do That You Don't, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Happy to be here with you. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs that we can find on entrepreneurship. And if there are any startup blogs that you read and you'd like to hear in audio form, let us know about them. You can reach out to us at oldpodcast.com. That's the word old, O-L-D, podcast.com. Now, if you're a startup owner, this is for you. Running a business is just plain hard. You got endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, and of course, your ever-present bottom line. So first of all, kudos to you for staying on top of it. But I want to tell you about Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They help over 100,000 businesses with tasks like automated payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, onboarding tools, you name it, and Gusto made it easy. 94% of customers say Gusto streamlines payroll and benefits, and they certainly do that for us here on the Optimal Living Daily team. We use Gusto for both payroll and benefits. They really care about the small business owners they work with. Their support team is attentive and helpful. And since money can be tight right now, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. So just go to gusto.com/OSD and start setting up your business today. You'll see what I mean when I say easy. Again, that's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/OSD. gusto.com/OSD. And today's post is from Nir Eyal, and I'm going to tell you some more about him right after the reading. So for now, let's hear from Nir as we start optimizing your life. What A Players Do That You Don't, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. What if I told you I know of a guaranteed, foolproof way to get in the best physical shape of your life without strenuous workouts? How would you like to achieve success at work without grueling hours at the office? It sounds too good to be true, and of course there is a catch, but my claims are real. I've learned that athletic and business successes rely on similar principles. There is a reason why jocks become Fortune 500 CEOs. But you don't need a varsity jacket to apply these lessons to your own life. In fact, I'm a born nerd who until recently hated athleticism. I've always been better at business than sports, and I'm fortunate to have sold 2 companies over the past 8 years. But recently, I found a love for exercise, and in my early 30s, I became an avid barefoot runner. I run barefoot for a number of reasons, and you can read a separate post of mine about that. But most importantly, I run unshod because I like it. It just feels good. I once exercised to keep my weight under control, to get healthy, or because that's what we're all supposed to do. But that's no longer why I run. It is precisely because I run for pure pleasure that I plan on running for a long, long time. This blog series is about what I've learned running my own companies, as well as my work advising startups. Barefoot running happens to be a fantastic analogy to illustrate several truths I've picked up over the years. You can hear lesson 1 in episode 21. And here's lesson 2. Run for the love. Here in Silicon Valley, many entrepreneurs seek to emulate the success stories of those who have done great things. Building world-changing products that impact and improve the lives of millions while creating multi-billion dollar companies is inspiring. We rightfully laud the rare few who accomplish what we only dream of doing. Who wouldn't want to claim the same list of accomplishments as Steve Jobs or Eric Schmidt? But foolishly, we admire and desire the end results without grasping what it took to do their amazing work. If we step back and ask, how does someone accomplish great things? The answer is obvious. They made the right choices in life. But how does one make the right choices? The answer is great judgment. But how does one attain great judgment? The answer is by attaining skill. But how does one attain skill? The answer is sustained practice. But how does one sustain practice? The answer is love. I know, I'm getting into touchy-feely territory here, but stick with me, this works. If we agree that to accomplish great things, we must acquire great judgment and the right skills, then we must start with the actions that help us acquire those skills. We must start with a love of doing. We must find a way to love the hours of diligent practice required to succeed. The path is the same in business and sports. Of course, some people force themselves to work even when they hate what they're doing. They suffer day in and day out, relentlessly pushing to attain their end goal and ignoring the journey. like Sisyphus endlessly pushing his boulder, these people are to be admired in their tenacity, but ultimately they fail. Sure, they appear to be working hard and often let it be known how many hours they're putting in and the degree to which they suffer for the cause, but this is largely theatrics. Without passion for the work, these people are burnouts at best, and at worst, they toil in conflict with their own values. They work at something they hate purely to achieve the end goals. What about working for the pursuit of great wealth, prestige, or power? These aims can't be your sole motivation because they leave too much outside of your control. When the likelihood of achieving these ephemeral goals becomes uncertain, most people quit. From what I've seen, money, prestige, and power are the rewards of working with passion over a long period of time. They cannot be the solitary aim of your work. Love of what you practice is critical to enjoying the journey and ultimately achieving your ambitions. But what if you don't enjoy the practice but still want to accomplish great things? What if working at your company or exercising is a pain and you don't enjoy it, but you still want the results? To get what you want, you must restate your goal. Train yourself to love what you're doing. Practice should not be the goal. Love of practice should be the goal. So move your goal from, I want to run every day so I can lose 20 pounds, to, I want to love running so I can run until the day I die. Instead of saying, I want to build a business that makes tons of money, say, I want to love the work I do so I can build a career aligned with my values. Not only will you achieve your goals this way, but you'll find that what once felt like work will now feel like play. You will live a more enjoyable life because you have one more thing you love about being alive. The important thing is to hold yourself accountable to running for the right reason. That reason, whether in business or on the track, must be for the love of doing the work, not the potential end results. You just listened to the post titled, What A Players Do That You Don't, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. And I'll tell you more about Nir in just a sec, but first, thank you to Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives and entrepreneurs, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/OSD and get a free trial of premium membership. There are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare, on topics including hand lettering, creative writing, marketing, and more. As a freelancer myself, I recently took a Skillshare class called Pricing Your Work, How to Value Your Work as a Freelancer, and I walked away learning pricing strategies I never thought to implement. Skillshare's annual subscription is less than $10 per month, and I was amazed at how much I was able to learn at such an affordable price. And now, in the new year, this is the perfect time to learn ways to improve yourself and improve your business, both of which you can do with Skillshare. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/OSD and get a free trial of premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at skillshare.com/OSD. And I have that linked in this episode's description. And thanks to our author today, Nir, which by the way is spelled N-I-R, just like his site. He has so many qualifications, so I'm just going to name a few right now. He holds a degree from Stanford Graduate School of Business. He's sold multiple companies, taught at two different schools at Stanford. He's a best-selling author, and by the way, I'm going to try to read from his amazing book on a later episode. And he has an excellent blog, which is where today's post came from. That's at nearandfar.com, again, N-I-R, and far.com. For more insights on using psychology to change behavior, you can join Nir's newsletter and receive a free workbook at nearandfar.com. And thanks to Nir for letting us share his work on our podcast network for years now. Okay, that is going to do it for today's show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be right back here with you tomorrow, where I'll be reading from a new author for this show. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.